Now, verse 10, ye shall hallow the 50th year, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. Ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. Now, the thing that happened was this, that you could, in that day, mortgage your land. But in the year of Jubilee, why, that land would return back to the original owner. That was the way that God protected the land from ever getting away from the original owner. You could not permanently, if a man mortgaged his land to you, you couldn't permanently take it away from him. Now, you could take it away from him for a period of almost 50 years, but when that Jubilee year came, it went right back to him or to his descendants. God protected that. Now, suppose a man sold himself into slavery. In the year of Jubilee, when that trumpet is sounded, he's free. The shackles are broken. And we are told today to use the same method, to sound the trumpet. Do you know that's what the word proclaim or to herald is in the New Testament? It's the word caruso, and it means a trumpet. Listen to Paul. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin. Ye became the servants of righteousness, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6, 17 and 18, and then 23. And listen again, John in 1 John 5, 19 says, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in the arms of the wicked one, is the way it should be translated. Listen again, the Lord Jesus Christ said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And again he said, if the Son therefore make you free, ye shall be free indeed. The year of Jubilee, everything went free. All mortgages are canceled. And when you come to Jesus Christ, my friend, the sin question is settled. He paid the penalty. It's all settled. And you go free. He makes you free. And again, in Romans 6:22, Paul says, but now being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Romans 6:22. Romans 8:21 says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. There is coming a great jubilee, you see, for the wonderful, wonderful plan and program of God. And you'll remember yonder when our Lord went into the synagogue in Nazareth. You remember he read in that passage in Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to herald it, to trumpet it. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable. That's the year of Jubilee of the Lord. My, what a wonderful picture that we have here. And there's so much of Scripture that we have on this. And we're told in verses 11 and 12, a jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vineyard. For it's the jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. What a wonderful plan and program that was for God, you see, to provide for his people. Then you have the redemption of property. I'll go into that in detail in the book of Ruth when we get there. But notice, verses 25, if thy brother be waxen poor, hath sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. You see, this is the law of the kinsman redeemer. When a man has lost his property, why, say he does it 2 years after Jubilee, he'd have to wait 48 more years. Well, it's a long time to wait. If he's got a rich relative, why, that rich relative could redeem him. It'd be wonderful to see that rich uncle of his coming down the highway, taking his checkbook out of his pocket to pay off the mortgage, and he could do it. Now, if a man sold himself into slavery, not only do you have the redemption of property, You have the redemption of persons. And in verse 35, and if thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger sojourner, that ye may live with thee. And then, and if thy brother has sold himself, why, in the year of Jubilee, he'd be set free. But, of course, suppose that he sold himself to a stranger. What then? Well, this man can come, this rich uncle we told you about can come and redeem his person. Redeem the property and the person. You and I have a rich kinsman redeemer. He was rich. He became poor, though, because he shed his precious blood that you and I might be redeemed, persons, and that he's going to redeem this earth someday. He's already paid the price for it, and it's going to be delivered to him someday. It belongs to him. What a marvelous, marvelous truth we have in this chapter. We leave off there today, and we go to the 26th chapter next time.